We're here at the 84th National FFA Convention, where the 2011-2012 National FFA Officer Team has just been elected. With us, we have the new National FFA President from the state of New Mexico, Ryan Best. Ryan, will you please introduce yourself for me?
Hello, my name is Ryan Best. I'm proud to represent the New Mexico FFA Association. I come from the small town of Elida, New Mexico, and the Elida FFA chapter, where I got my start in FFA thanks to my parents and my ag teacher, Mr. Rod Savage, who inspired me.
So give us a brief summary of the journey that has brought you to the national presidency.
Whenever I was an eighth grader, I was elected green hand president of our chapter, and I was again elected that as well as a freshman. Whenever I got into high school and as a chapter member, I was elected to state chapter sentinel 1 year and chapter vice president the next. And later I ran for a district officer, got district secretary, and then on to state office, where I served as the district 4 president, state vice president for New Mexico FFA in 2008-2009, and then was elected as state FFA president in 2009-2010.
And so the decision to run for national office is very daunting and requires an intense amount of dedication. What was your inspiration for taking on such a task?
I would have to say that really my family's influence upon me presented the avenue for me to do this. And whenever I was a sixth grader, I was helping my meemaw clean out a cupboard. And we were pulling out all of my family's plaques, my dad's, my uncle's, my aunt's. And we got to just a simple blue folder. And I remember opening it and seeing my granddad's American degree that he received in 1951. And in that instance, it hit me how real this organization is and how huge this organization is. And I knew right then and there that I wanted to pursue something within this organization, whether it be national office or not. And I'm just so thankful that God has led me in this path, and I hope to continue upon his path as we go throughout the year.
So now that you've become a part of this National FFA Officer Team, you'll spend the next year dedicating the year to FFA members and stakeholders in agricultural education. What plans and what goals have you set for yourself and for this organization for the next year?
I would say that first and foremost, I strive to be as sincere and genuine as I can possibly be with every interaction, and I try to make every interaction with a member unique and special, and I want to get to know them. So I'd have to say that that's my goal, is to continue that. As far as our team, we haven't discussed our team goals yet, but I feel that we're all just about advocating for our industry, advocating for our organization, and in the end, it's all about those 540,000 FFA members who look to this organization for a sense of belonging and a sense of inclusion, and we're just here to show them that they have a friend in us, and that we're ready to connect with them and get to be friends with them.
So for FFA members who have just become familiar with this organization, school starts in August and now they're 2 months into this program, what advice would you give them since they're on the beginning journeys of this organization?
I would have to say just keep this enthusiasm and keep this motivation going throughout the year. Go back to your chapters, get kids excited, get members excited, get your faculty excited so that we can truly take advantage of the opportunities that this organization has to offer. But not only that, begin implementing within your agricultural education program those steps necessary to increase curriculum and increase student involvement and challenge our students as far as the content of our courses. And I would just say, you know, have fun with this, because we can work so hard that we lose sight of the fun side of it. And FFA is just that. It's a fun time for us to go out and advocate for our industry and advocate for our organization.
Is there any final message you'd like to leave with FFA members and all agricultural education stakeholders?
I would just like to say that the National FFA is dedicated to making a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. And those last three words of our mission statement, through agricultural education, are what make it all work. If it wasn't for our ag ed classrooms, we wouldn't be able to take part in this organization. We wouldn't be able to take part in the things that we're going through right now, because we just wouldn't have that avenue for it. So I would say just take advantage of every opportunity within your ag ed classroom to develop yourselves into a better person.
That was your 2011-2012 National FFA Vice President, Ryan Best, from the state of New Mexico at the 84th National FFA Convention.